Your creative potential. Many think creativity is something only a select few possess, but that's just not true. Research spanning decades has shown that anyone can tap into their creative side. You don't need to be born with a special gift or be labeled as a creative type to come up with innovative ideas. Forget the old idea of right-brained versus left-brained thinking. Creativity isn't confined to one side of the brain. It's a skill that anyone can develop, regardless of how they perceive the world. Breaking creativity down into its basic parts reveals something surprising. The building blocks are things we all know well. They're not reserved for a chosen few, they're accessible to everyone. Innovation is not an elusive talent reserved for a select few. Rather, it is a skill that can be cultivated through learning and practice. At its core, innovation involves taking existing ideas and combining them in new and beneficial ways to solve complex problems. Whether it's revolutionary inventions, groundbreaking art, or disruptive business concepts, all innovative creations stem from this basic process of recombining existing parts. By following the Think Bigger process, you can harness this ability within yourself. The Think Bigger process. The Think Bigger process is based on the Learning Plus Memory model, a leading theory in neuroscience. This model emphasizes the central role of memory in human mental activity. For instance, when solving a math problem, your brain doesn't just rely on logic, it also involves creatively recombining memories to find the solution. Even the simple act of recognizing an object, like a dog, relies on your memory of similar objects. Therefore, the quality of your ideas is directly linked to what you've got stored on the shelves of your brain. Creative problem solving is not about accessing a hidden inner power. It's about gathering relevant pieces of information so you can connect them in new ways. The innovation utilizes cognitive tools that are already present in your brain. Boosting your creativity is within reach by focusing on specific areas identified by researchers. 1. Personal qualities. Creative individuals stand out due to their curiosity and persistence, traits that can be nurtured over time. 2. Optimal workspace. A conducive workspace doesn't have to be elaborate. It should be free of distractions yet allow for casual interactions with others. 3. Establishing structure. Too many options can lead to cognitive overload, resulting in either poor decisions or decision paralysis. Setting some constraints, as jazz musicians do, can enhance creativity. 4. Solo work. Contrary to popular belief, brainstorming sessions may not always yield the best results. Research suggests that individuals generate more unique ideas when working alone. It's beneficial to complete each step of the Think Bigger process independently before discussing it with others. Moreover, limiting the group size to 5 people or fewer can bring out the best in each member. Start innovation. Innovation begins by pinpointing a problem that motivates you and is feasible to solve. Problem solving is at the core of innovation, and identifying the right problem is crucial. If your creation doesn't address a real problem, it won't resonate with people. Lack of clarity on the problem can lead to wasted efforts, especially in group settings, as individuals perceive complex problems differently. Therefore, take your time with this step, and be prepared to revisit your problem statement as you progress through the Think Bigger process. To identify a problem to tackle, start by articulating a candidate problem in 3 sentences or fewer. Treat this as a draft. If you're unsure which problem to address, keep daily notes on your interests, anything that sparks a sense of purpose, and any recurring issues you face. These can guide you toward promising directions. When you have a problem in mind, rephrase it using how language, such as, how can I improve my business, or how can I reduce food waste? Ensure your question is open-ended and avoids assuming a specific solution. Step analysis and the passion test. In step analysis, you refine your problem statement to strike the right balance between ambition and realism. This means finding a level of challenge that feels both achievable and motivating. To do this, you step up, widen, and step down, narrow your problem statement. For example, if your draft problem is about reducing food waste, a step down could be, how do I reduce food waste in my city? Solving your chosen problem will require significant time and effort, Before committing to it, conduct the passion test. Prepare to describe your problem aloud in 3 to 5 minutes, then share it with 25 people. Afterward, assess your level of excitement. If you feel less enthusiastic than expected, you may want to revisit your step analysis or consider choosing a different problem altogether. If you decide to change your problem, be sure to return to this step before proceeding with the Think Bigger process. Break down the complex problems. Complex problems consist of smaller subproblems, each representing a piece of the larger puzzle. By solving these subproblems, you can tackle the main problem effectively. Breaking down a problem into its subparts clarifies the overall problem statement and provides a clear focus for your efforts. Start by writing each subproblem in an open-ended how format, similar to your main problem statement. For example, if your main problem is, how do we make it easier for blind people to plan vacations? A subproblem could be, how can a blind person navigate a new area that's not blind-friendly? Refine your list of subproblems until it contains 5 or fewer items. Having too many subproblems can be overwhelming and dilute your focus. Share your draft breakdown with experts, potential users, and non-experts to gather input. Conduct individual discussions to maximize the variety of perspectives and delve into details. The goal is to enhance your problem breakdown, not to discuss solutions. Continue this process until you stop learning new insights, revising your breakdown as needed. During these discussions, you may come up with ideas for solutions. Write these down and set them aside for future steps in the Think Bigger process. After gathering input from both insiders and outsiders, evaluate whether solving all subproblems would address at least 80% of the overall problem. If you believe that solving the subproblems would significantly improve the current situation, you are ready to move forward. Understand the stakeholder preferences. Before diving into finding solutions, it's crucial to understand what each key player wants. Not just any solution will work, as everyone involved has their own goals and desires. In this step, you'll develop criteria to help you choose the best solutions. The question to keep in mind is, what would the perfect solution look like for each important group? There are 3 important groups. 1. The innovators. Your solution must be satisfying to you, as your enthusiasm and commitment are essential for success. 2. The target audience. This includes users and others directly impacted by your solution. Their preferences are crucial for adoption and success. 3. Third parties. This group comprises individuals or entities that can influence your solution's viability, such as allies, gatekeepers, and competitors. Start by writing down what you want. Then, conduct interviews with your target audience and third parties to understand their desires. Aim to create a list of 3 to 5 key wants for each group. For instance, if you're a musician trying to craft your next hit song, you might express your desire for a folksier sound compared to your previous work. Keep a record of these findings for later reference. They will serve as valuable guidance when you're evaluating potential solutions. Identify tactics for solutions. Begin by crafting a table with your main problem at the top and your subproblems listed on the left side. This table acts as your choice map, where you track your quest for tactics. The goal is to determine if anyone, anywhere, has previously solved a similar subproblem. If so, delve into their success and glean insights from it. Utilize the wants you identified earlier to guide your selections. Ensure that your main problem is placed in the header, with the subproblems listed in the leftmost column. This establishes the foundation of your choice map. The premise is straightforward. Has anyone, anywhere, ever addressed one of your subproblems? If yes, study their approach and gather insights from their success. Divide your search into 2 areas, in-domain and out-of-domain. In-domain solutions stem from successful practices within your problem area, while out-of-domain solutions come from other fields. Gather potential tactics through web searches and discussions with experts. Experts can offer insights into best practices in their domains. When searching for written information, explore not only your target industry, but also others that may share similar subproblems. The best tactics. These approaches will generate several successful tactics, but only the best should be included on your choice map. Beside each target subproblem, add brief labels for your top tactics, starting with in-domain findings and ending with options from outside your problem area. For each subproblem, choose 2 proven in-domain tactics and 3 out-of-domain tactics. This imbalance will guide your thinking in a more creative direction. Once your choice map is complete, you can begin combining tactics to find overall solutions. Combination entails selecting one tactic for each subproblem and envisioning their collective impact on the main issue. Choose tactics that complement each other and consider using a random number generator to avoid bias. Despite challenges, explore these combinations as they often lead to innovative solutions. Repeat the process, document brief descriptions of each version, and seek feedback from others. After shortlisting your top ideas, use the Big Picture score to choose a frontrunner. This score considers the wants you identified for innovators, target audiences, and third parties. It aims to select the idea that best satisfies the desires of all 3 groups. This step may require revisiting previous work and can involve selecting one solution that addresses all subproblems, improves the current situation, and excites your team. Gather feedback on your idea. Before fully committing to your idea, it's crucial to understand how others react to it. This step helps you refine your idea by observing how it resonates with people and whether it conveys the message you intend. The goal is not to conduct user research or seek support, but to refine your idea based on feedback. There are 4 feedback exercises to follow. 1. Verbalization. Start by describing your idea aloud to yourself from memory. Write down your description, then edit, reread, and repeat the exercise. Describing the idea to yourself can change your perspective. Sharing it with someone else is likely to lead to further insights as you'll rethink the idea from their point of view. Pay attention to any changes in your phrasing or emotional response. 2. Experts' reactions. Describe your problem, solution, and its significance to experts, then ask open-ended questions like, "How would you improve the idea?" Avoid seeking blanket judgments or predictions about success. Instead, focus on learning from their assumptions and new suggestions. Continue gathering feedback until you start hearing similar responses. 3. Non-experts' impressions. Assess how others perceive your idea compared to your understanding. Briefly explain your idea to non-experts and then ask them to repeat it back to you. Wait for a couple of days before circling back to see what they recall without prompting. Their recollections provide valuable insights into how effectively you communicated your idea, what aspects are memorable, and the emotions it evokes. 4. Reimagine your idea. In the final exercise, describe your solution and then allow your listeners to suggest how they would change it. Their input may reveal new insights and possibilities for refining your solution. If, after these exercises, you still feel enthusiastic about addressing your problem with your solution, you have completed the Think Bigger process. It's time to move forward with implementation. Key points. 1. Creativity's building blocks are accessible to everyone. 2. Start innovating by identifying a solvable, motivating problem. 3. Break down your problem to focus on solving subproblems. 4. A successful solution meets the needs of innovators, users, and stakeholders. 5. Utilize a choice map and big picture score to structure your solution search. 6. Before finalizing your idea, gather feedback on how others perceive it. 7. Learning is promoted through understanding and refining problem-solving processes.